two British bands, the Rolling Stones and The Verve, have finally resolved a songwriting dispute that went on for more than 20 years. Here's NPR's Anastasia Tsioulkis.
Bittersweet Symphony was the song that made The Verve back in 1997. It became an international hit. But shortly after it was released, The Verve was sued for plagiarism by the Rolling Stones. Those lush, hypnotic strings leaned very heavily on an instrumental version of the Stone song, The Last Time. And this is where the story gets complicated. This version of The Last Time is an arrangement recorded in 1965 by the Andrew Oldham Orchestra. That was a side project with session musicians created by the Stones' manager and record producer. And the Rolling Stones got the songwriting credits. Spin forward about 30 years, The Verve got permission to use a few notes of the string melody. The deal was that The Verve would pass over half of the royalties. Once Bittersweet Symphony dropped, the Stones said that the younger musicians had used far more of The Last Time than had been agreed upon. So, The Verve settled. They gave Mick Jagger and Keith Richards songwriter credits and handed over all the publishing royalties. And it stayed that way until last week. Verve singer Richard Ashcroft announced in London on Wednesday that finally, Jagger and Richards were giving the credit and royalties back. Ironically, The Last Time has an even longer history, if you work your way backwards. The Rolling Stones released their version in 1965. But about a decade earlier, gospel legends The Staple Singers put out this song. This may be my last time. In a 2003 interview, Keith Richards acknowledged The Staple Singers' version, but he claimed, quote, "Luckily, the song itself goes back into the mists of time." Anastasia Tsioulkis, NPR News.